In our next game, our contestants will have to tell their celebrity tee-hees from their famous hee-haws. Let's check in with them. Beth Love, how does one break into the business of ballroom dance pants for men?
I went on a date with a ballroom dancer, and I was sewing for a hobby, and he asked me if I could help him out with the problem he was having with his pants.
That's a first date question here in Orlando?
I really might have misunderstood his request.
So what was the problem he was having?
They weren't fitting him properly.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. So I make, like, totally tailored for them, and they're out of stretch material so they can, you know, do the splits or whatever dancers do, and
yeah,
they look good, and also make dance chaps. It's for country western. I know. It's for country western dance.
Sure.
And it's like,
yep,
they look like chaps worn over jeans, but they're dance pants.
But they're dance pants.
Yeah.
I love it. I feel like this is going to be highly successful in a whole, like, you know, through a lot of different jobs. Yeah. Kristen, you recently accidentally adopted a dog.
I did.
Okay, is this the kind of thing where a dog showed up on your doorstep, kind of?
A dog actually ran out in front of my car a couple of days before Hurricane Irma.
Oh.
Yeah, I thought it was the head of a mop, but I was wrong.
I guess the dog had no tags.
No microchip. But at that point, how could I take her back to the shelter and be like, have this adorable mop? I'll go back to my other dog who I like better, who doesn't smell quite so bad. Yeah, so I had been low-key thinking about adopting another dog, but apparently I didn't get to make that decision myself.
The dog found you. This is an audio quiz called What's So Funny? I'll play you clips of famous people with distinctive laughs. You just need to tell me who's laughing. Beth, you won the last game, so you win this, and you're off to the final round. Kristen, you need to win this, or you have to explain every joke in Will and Grace to my dad.
Great.
Here we go. Here's your first laugh. You do not need a hint for this. Kristen.
Friend Drescher.
That's correct, yes. This comedian starred in the Nutty Professor films and The Adventures of Pluto Nash. Beth.
Eddie Murphy.
Absolutely, yeah. If you've ever watched an award show, you've probably seen this highly honored actress laughing at a joke about how great she is. Beth.
Is that Meryl Streep?
Yeah, that is Meryl Streep. This Hangover star also voices Rocket Raccoon in the Guardians of the Galaxy films. Kristen.
Bradley Cooper.
Yes, that is correct. I like that you giggled at his laugh.
It's kind of infectious, and he's super hot.
Yeah.
He's a raccoon.
I didn't say the raccoon was super hot, just for the record.
It's not bad, though.
He's pretty good. This actress played the titular pretty woman in Pretty Woman. Oh! Sounded like quite a kerfuffle. Beth.
Julia Roberts.
That is correct. This guy made a comedy about assassinating Kim Jong-un, which was pulled from most theaters. Beth.
Seth Rogen.
That is correct, yes. We could not find a clip of him laughing, not stoned. This is your last clue. We were so preoccupied with whether we could play this clip, we didn't stop to think if we should. Beth.
Jeff Goldblum as Ian Malcolm.
Okay, yes.
Nice.
Nice. Puzziger Archung, how did our contestants do?
Well done, Beth. You won both games and are moving on to the final round.
Coming up, we'll find out who will face off against Beth in our final round, and our special guest is Roxane Gay. We'll put her to the test in what we can confidently say is the nerdiest quiz about the Fast and the Furious ever. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.